Anthony, I really need to do laundry right now, and it's weird how fast my laundry piles up because I'm in a fortunate position where I'm still working from home, and I find myself going through three, four, five outfits a day.
What? No.
In
Wait,
my,
stop.
I'm
I
not.
understand two. Where does four and five come
I
in?
changed. Okay, so I sleep in the nude.
Okay, so that's zero.
Right.
So that's
So
not
I
anything.
wake up and I have to put on my morning outfit. All right. This is
Which is
that.
what? Give
This
us
is
details.
shorts and a sweater. All right.
What
I
you're
go.
wearing right now at 9 p.m.
Yes, but I've worn four sweaters today.
That's insane.
I put on four.
Why? What is the thought
Well,
process
let me
behind this?
explain. So I put on my,
Okay.
I have my coffee clothes, right? I have my coffee clothes, right? And then I realized that the clothes that I was wearing after a couple hours were what I wore yesterday, and it was dirty and gross. And so I took it off and I changed sweaters. I put on a new sweater. All
Okay,
right.
quick time out. This is something that happens every day, right?
It's like every day, yeah.
Okay. So every day you're wearing your coffee clothes and you go, ah, I was wearing this yesterday. I have to change. Outfit number two. Okay, go
Outfit number two, I put on
ahead.
a clean sweater.
Sure.
Okay, I put on a clean sweater that's a sweater appropriate for work because I have meetings. So a nice kind of plainer sweater, not so many things on it. All right, I do my meetings. I get into a third sweater, comfortable sweater, not a work sweater. I spill coffee on it.
Stop. That doesn't happen every day.
It's
That can't be part of your daily
well, it's what
ritual.
happened today, is what I'm saying. So I
Okay,
got up to
sure.
four outfits today. But then I shower. Sometimes I even go to the gym. So then that's a gym outfit. So you're already actually at an extra outfit. And then
That's
I
four.
shower. And then I put on new clothes after I shower, a new sweater that when I go to bed will go on the floor and become my coffee clothes tomorrow morning. Is that
Here's the only thing. I don't think you need to wash these clothes. Like the gym clothes, yes. But the sweater that you wear for work for an hour or two, you can just keep rewearing that, right?
Well, so what happens is I end up in a vicious cycle of about having kind of seven or eight sweaters at any given time on the floor of my room. I'm just picking things on. I'm changing several times a day, keeping people on their toes in meetings. Is this crazy of me?
I think we should introduce our guest and let them weigh in. Because
Okay.
I think I know the answer.
Well, our guest today, I'm very excited to have them on our podcast. It's been a long time in the making. I think our first guest who has the option to super follow them on Twitter, they actually, no, that's not,
Correct.
no, I don't
It
even think
doesn't
that's
matter.
true.
You
Whatever.
just go with it.
They are a writer and comedian in Brooklyn. They've been featured on Funny or Die as well as Ars Nova. Please welcome to the podcast, Ellie Kremendahl. What's up, Ellie?
Hi.
Hi.
Weigh in, Ellie.
All
What do you
right.
think of his outfits?
You're not gonna like this, Tony, but I find it deeply relatable, the whole receipt
No! I can't
Validation!
believe it.
That's our episode. No
Yes.
improv.
Yes.
Pasta party out. I feel, man, I needed that.
Yeah.
How many outfits a day do you go through?
Probably like three or four, I'm not gonna lie to you. Like, and I also have this sort of carpet of clothing on my bedroom floor. And everything's sort of not clean but not dirty at the same time. It creates it's really just a mind fuck. All you
That
can
I
do is
agree
keep
with.
changing. Yeah.
That's fine, but Elliot says like he throws them on the floor and then has to wash them and his laundry accumulates so quickly. If you're wearing
Well,
them so infrequently, just never
no.
wash.
What I meant is I have to do laundry right now because my laundry
Oh.
basket is just overflowing. And it's crazy because I have a washer and dryer 15 feet from my room in my apartment. And
Brag.
yeah, that's that
Brag.
Washington DC life.
That's
And I'm now
amazing.
expected to move to New York in the summer. And I don't
Oh.
know how I'm gonna do it. I don't know how I'm gonna
Oh
do
my God. You know what you're gonna do is you're probably gonna stop wearing so many outfits a day because it's just that's unsustainable.
But it's so
Yeah.
fun.
Yeah.
Quite frankly,
That's.
I want to say maybe this is weird. It helps me like refocus. Like if I can feel myself slipping throughout the day, I'm like, all right, new clothing. This is my two. Like if I need to get on a grind 2 to 4 p.m., put on some different clothing, ready to rock. And I don't know how people are honestly pre-pandemic were ever expected to wear the same clothes for 8 straight hours a day.
That was so funny.
Do either of you guys ever do a second shower and a day restart where maybe it's like 3 p.m. and you're like, I'm having a bad day.
Yeah.
Let me just start the day over from the beginning. Yeah. Shower, coffee, eat breakfast.
I call them frustration showers. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh, okay.
Do you have a cute name for that? No, I used to do that. Now I have two kids and I was just, all I really have time for instead is like, this is really insane, but sometimes I'll just like walk down the hall and just like, give myself a light slap on the face like a couple times, like I'm just kind of like, ah, you know, and then it's as if I showered.
That's like something out of a movie where you got to focus yourself and you
Elliot looks so disturbed by
No, I understand that sometimes I'll be like looking at something and I'll give myself like some smacks in the forehead about like why, just like let's reset, let's do it.
Yeah.
Ellie, I actually think with children, you have a very unique opportunity where instead of taking a shower, you could take like full middle of the day bubble baths and still be able to watch your kids.
I have done exact... that.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, I have done that. Sometimes if everything is horrible and I like cannot tolerate playing anymore with my three-year-old in particular, I'll be like, you know, it would be fun, a bubble bath. And then basically it's just a way to like make me not have to deal with her for a period of time.
How many outfits a day do your children wear?
Well,
how often do they do laundry?
I mean, constantly. You know, the six-month-old is constantly in the laundry. My three-year-old right now is obsessed with the superhero costume, so she kind of wears the same couple superhero costumes like all day, and she cycles through.
Yeah, and they
cycle through them. They're disgusting, but we allow it.
Which superheroes?
So it's this Netflix show called PJ Masks, and it's about these
PJ,
three kids.
Like pajama masks?
Like pajama masks, because they're three kids, and at night they're in their pajamas, and then there's trouble in the city, and the pajamas turn into superhero costumes.
So not the kids.
Wait.
The pajamas come to life and fight crime?
Yeah, I might be misunderstanding. Are they children? The children are in the pajamas still. They're not sentient pajamas.
I wish they were sentient pajamas.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, their pajamas, like, they're like, oh, we gotta go do our superhero thing, and then the pajamas kind of like transform into the costumes on their little bodies. It's very cute. But
are the criminals in this universe also children, or are they fighting adults?
They're children.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Are they children criminals?
Are they committing child crimes, or are they like adult crime? How dark does this? Is this like a
child?
Is it gritty? Is it like a gritty?
Yeah, how gritty is it?
Because I only like superheroes if they're gritty, okay?
Yeah. If a movie starts with a superhero doing a line of coke, I'm like, I root for this person.
Totally. I mean,
a lot of people were pissed at the Ben Affleck Batman, but when he killed some people, I was like, yeah.
The kid, the villains are committing very strange child crimes.
I would love an example. Because to me, a child crime is like pushing someone on the playground.
Yep.
Or like, yeah.
I was thinking pizza theft. That was my first
pizza
thought.
That's a good one.
Well, I feel like I'm being forced to admit something very shameful, which is that often when I put the TV on for my three-year-old, it's my time to scroll Twitter and ignore her. So I don't know. I can really tell you what the villains do. Because I'm not really watching. But I think I get like little snippets, and I think it's stuff like one of them goes to the library and is gonna like take all the books for themselves. And then the PJ Masks are like, hey, those books are for everyone in the city to enjoy. You know?
For some reason, a crime about books is super funny to me.
It's really funny. And my daughter is so obsessed with them that at night, sometimes when I'm putting her to bed, she'll be like, will you tell me a Night Ninja story? The one where he steals all the books from the library? Cutting edge.
I love it. Yeah. In my mind, I'm still going to pretend it's gritty, though. Like,
yeah.
He steals all the books, but also, like, murders a librarian.
Yeah. I love it. And then the kids are like, whoa, we gotta change out of our pajamas for this. Like, there's murder happening here.
Wouldn't the kids say, I gotta get into my pajamas for this? Because doesn't that give them the superpower?
Well, no, it's like, it's always like, oh, every night they're just, like, in their pajamas. And then it's like... Something's happening in the city. We better go. It's kind of like Elliot every day spilling coffee. Like, it's the same thing every day, but they're surprised every day. You know?
God damn it, I spilled my coffee again. Time for another sweater.
You think? Yeah, that's my superpower is I go out at night in D.C. and I spill coffee on villains. And they're like, oh, I can't rob this bank now. I got to go home and change. This was my good ski mask. Damn.
So you see an in-progress bank robbery with a piping hot cup of coffee at night and you get right up to them and you spill it.
Yeah, I have a thermos. I go out with one of those big thermoses.
Big thermos.
Big thermos. Because it's cold right now. You never know how easy it is to find a crime. You know how hard it is to go find crime? I actually don't know how superheroes do it.
I know.
Finding a crime in progress, pretty difficult.
Yeah. Yeah.
They have, like, signals in their head.
Yeah, there's some sort of messaging system.
Well, and a lot of the criminals in DC know me now as that guy who throws scalding coffee.
You know, so. I feel like a giant thermos of hot, like really hot coffee would work.
Me coming from a mile away because I fill it up too much and I'm like kind of spilling it on myself. And so they hear like down the block, ooh, ow, ow, ow. Oh.
These criminals seem pretty relaxed and chill, honestly.
Yeah.
Hey, Elliot.
A little bit. That's a little bit. We have a nice kind of like camaraderie. It's like we're kind of like, you know, like, Batman.
Why'd you say it like that? Nasty.
What? It's like Batman.
Camaraderie.
It's like camaraderie. Am
yeah,
I
don't
saying
say
it?
Like that. I don't think you know what you're doing.
Yeah, now I know what I'm doing. I think it's nice that in the, you know, like Batman and Joker can have like a little, you know, back and forth. They can have such good, you know, banter before a crime is stopped. And that's what I'm trying to get with some of the local criminals in DC.
Yeah. Well, like you
right, neither of you seem on board for this.
No,
I could just tell you knew nothing about superheroes because you were struggling to get through it.
I'm imagining it. You're sauntering up with your coffee. You want just there to be like a relationship before you take down the villain. You're kind
I
of
I just
like...
want someone to drink coffee with.
Yeah, that's all you want.
It's sad now. It's sad now. Everyone feel bad for me. If you're listening, go DM me a compliment right now, please.
You're so desperate.
I think you've unpacked it. Like, you feel like you need to be solving a crime to deserve an intimate relationship.
Yeah, Ellie, we didn't bring you on to do comedy. I just wanted you to be my therapist. Free of charge, baby.
God, we tricked you, Ellie. We tricked
you. Motherfuckers.
I got you.
I bet this happens to you all the time.
All the time.
You get invited onto a pasta-themed podcast,
oh
and it's
God.
A ruse.
That's not a pasta-themed podcast.
When doesn't it happen? Everyone's always, you know, trying to get my psychoanalytic sort of interpretations of things, sneaking them in there.
Does that happen to you at parties? Like, you know, like the way like someone might be like, oh, you're a doctor, can you look at this mole? Will people be like, oh, you're a therapist, why doesn't my dad hug me? Like, does that happen?
I feel like that doesn't happen. That's a little more overt than what happens. I feel like what does happen,
oh, you should see my mole then, because it is disgusting. It is nasty.
That mole is overt. That's what I'll say.
There's a version of that that I feel like does happen sometimes where people are just like, what do you think? Like, I don't know. You know, like, why can't I? Why don't I? Like, you know, I feel like it would happen more when I was out and people were drunk and they would find out I was a therapist. I feel like that's the moment. And then people are, you know, tell me some story that seems really innocuous, but then it somehow it lands at like, I don't know, just like, why don't I feel like I deserve love? And I'm like, I don't know, like, go see a therapist. Like, I don't fucking know.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Y'all ready to do some improv?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right. I have an idea. So no okay. more locations. No more
Ooh, I hope it's, hey, everybody, get in here.
Oh, no, you're not going to like my initiation.
Oh, no.
You're not going to like
okay,
it.
Okay, do it.
Detectives Spinetta and Bennett. Detective Spinetta and Bennett, I'd like to call you to my office. You guys come here. I just want to say to the both of you, take a seat. Take a seat. Do you guys need any fresh coffee before we get started with your review?
I'll take a latte.
Okay. Well, we have black coffee because this is a precinct. We don't have a latte machine.
That's okay. I carry some oat milk in my bag. I'll make my own.
Oh, can sure. I grab some of that oat? Sure.
Yeah. Of course.
Sure thing. I'll just fill up both of your nugs. All right, Bennett, Spinetta, I know I'm the new captain of the precinct. Please take your time, Spinetta. You good? Can we get started?
I'm good. I'm sorry. Just wanted a fresh sip.
Sure. I know I'm your new captain. I know. Wow. Two of you just downing that coffee. Let me just top you off again. And it's hot. Just be careful. Don't. I guess you're not burning yourselves, but just be careful.
Yeah. We're detectives. We can drink hot coffee at any temperature.
Sure. I want to say I know that I'm your new captain, and I've only been here for a few months, and I know you had a really close relationship with your previous captain. And I just want to say I appreciate the work that the two of you done. I mean, your arrest numbers are leaps and bounds better than the other detectives here in this precinct. And you know, you guys look good. It helps me look good to the commissioner. And I just want to say, I appreciate it. However, I was reviewing some of your old case files, and we do need to talk about some of the informants that you seem to have, off the, official books of the department. I assume the two of you know who I'm referring to.
Yeah, I know you're talking about Ricky and Johnny. We can get into this. I just want to let you know that you have a huge coffee stain on your shirt.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, God, this is...
It's a white shirt. I don't know how you didn't notice. It's a huge stain.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Spinetta, thank you for pointing that out. Let me just slip into my... Don't worry, I always keep a spare. This happens a lot.
You have clothes all over the floor.
Listen, I've been working a lot of extra hours trying to impress the commissioner. So I've been... doing a lot of extra hours in the office. Got to keep some extra change of clothes here. So,
yeah, are you the commissioner?
No, I'm the captain. I'm the captain. Okay, I'm sorry.
You know, I also see that you have a pillow and a little blankie there behind your chair. Is that
what's up? Yeah. Well, that? You know, I spend the night sometimes. You know, I personally, sorry. Let me just. You don't mind if I change in front of the two of you, do you?
No, that's fine. Okay. Your son kicked you out again.
I didn't know the two of you knew about my son. You might know.
We're detectives.
We know everything. Also, honestly, Captain, I don't know that you should change in front of us. You know, that seems a little unprofessional.
Oh, shirt's already off.
Yeah, I said yes too fast. I should have said no.
All right, I'll make sure. Let me just button this one up.
Okay, you're doing it.
All right, and I promise I won't do it again.
Okay, good. You know.
Yes, to answer your question, Bennett.
That shirt has a huge coffee stain on it.
Damn it. This is one of the dirty ones. I don't know how that happened. It's one of the dirty ones. Oh, God. All right. rip that one off. You know what?
Rip it off.
Captain.
Let me look at this one. This one looks to be good.
All right. What is just... going on here? What is
Bennett,
happening?
Bennett, listen, I'm just trying to have your annual performance Ruth. Spinetta, I would appreciate it if you don't point out any additional coffee stains. This one
is looks in unit washer dryer in your office.
Yeah. Yeah, what's I had it installed, okay? I transferred from DC. That was the norm there. All right, it's a little different here in Brooklyn, but I couldn't go without that, okay? Now, can we...
How did you get approval for that big of an expenditure? I mean, I know you're supposed to be performance reviewing us, but I'm starting to feel a little bit concerned. Like, maybe you're not, you know, above the book or whatever. I'm feeling like you're shady, man. Like, what's going on?
Yeah, are you above the book or under the book? Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I always forget about that book on my head. Usually,
how have you been getting these shirts off with that book on your head?
Doesn't listen. I'm a straight shooter. Okay, I'm a straight.
You're not.
I'm a terrible shot, but as a person, I'm a straight shooter.
You're a terrible shot, but you're a straight shooter.
Okay, listen. This was fully approved. All right, what now. Is? This was fully approved. You may have noticed in the precinct we've had a cutback on squad cars in favor of squad tricycles. Okay, that's where we found this in the budget. Okay, but this isn't about me. All right, and this is not about my son who kicked me out of the house because, you know, he is a superhero who's quite frankly better at fighting crime than I'll ever be. Okay, that's not about him either. It's not about my coffee stained shirts.
Your son's a superhero?
Yeah.
This is news to me. I didn't know that.
Oh, I heard
really?
That.
Really, detective. You interesting. Let me write that down in my notes.
Yeah.
Doesn't know about the striped pajama. Okay.
Yeah. And you know what? His son, you know, who goes by the name Catboy, his son told me the other day, you know, that he's been living here at this precinct like 100% of the time for the last 3 months.
You're hanging out with his son? Talking to him.
Just casually, we're just like talking. We're not like
well
dating.
That's what I wanted to talk about. One of your informants, you mentioned Jimmy and Ricky, but Detective Bennett here also on your form I see Bobby, my son, as
wait,
one of
Detective
your...
Bennett, did you say you're not dating?
I'm not dating. I mean, you call him Bobby, I call him Catboy, but you know, I'm not dating Catboy. You know, I'm just we're just talking. He just
okay,
like
but
he slid into
I noticed that
hands,
engagement like, ring.
Detective Bennett,
I noticed that engagement ring on your finger.
I just want to say, I noticed that's part of what we're going to talk about, how it's going to affect our work environment.
Oh, should we start the review?
That's what I would love to. I would love to start.
Let's
review.
Start it.
Okay.
Let's start it.
Okay. Yeah. Let's put this whole thing about me dating your very virile son.
All right. Well,
behind us.
Yeah.
First, don't.
I saw his Playboy shots. He's ripped. He's really. Yeah, he looks good.
Oh yeah, and he can just rip off those pajamas. Like,
yeah,
yeah.
So and I'm glad he did full frontal. Guys got a hog.
Me too.
Guys got a hog.
So you knew my son has a hog. You didn't know he was a superhero, though. Got it. Another strike against you. All right, Detective Bennett. I want to start first on your review. I would appreciate it if next time my son allows me home, if you could buy your own orange juice. Last time I was home, when I caught you in a tank top at 6 in the morning drinking orange juice right out of the carton.
Yeah.
I was pretty miffed because I usually have a breakfast of just coffee, piece of toast, and orange juice. So that's something for you to work on in the upcoming quarter, is buying your own orange juice.
Detective Bennett, you were hastily drinking orange juice from the container out of his fridge in a white tank top. We all know what that means.
Yeah, I mean, I was.
We all know what that means.
We do. I can't deny it. I mean, I guess I just thought we were, you know, we were going to be family. I thought you were bringing me in here because, you know, maybe I could start calling you Pop.
You want to call me Pop?
If you're my Pop, like, maybe wouldn't you want me to enjoy the orange juice after boning your son?
Well, would I be allowed to live in my apartment again, or are you and Bobby Please don't.
Why am I here? This feels so personal.
No, you're a big part of this.
Because you're partners.
Yes, you're in the polycule.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I got news for you, Cap or Kamish or whatever you are. Yeah.
Kamish.
You know how I said,
you know, the disrespect in my office, it's Captain. Okay, it's Captain.
Come on, Kamish.
Come on, Kamish.
I'm not the commissioner.
I like when you have Kanish Fridays at the office. That's fun.
And then, that's what we, behind your back, we're like, Kanish from the Kamish.
Yeah. Instead of donuts, you bring in a box of 12 on Friday morning. It's really nice.
Yeah.
Is that relevant to what we're talking about?
Why don't we just really come clean? Let's come clean about, about the polycule.
Mm-hmm.
And how it affects the workplace environment. I think that's fair.
Yeah, I would love to hear about this because I wasn't. I mean, I knew Detective Bennett that you were sleeping with my son, but I mean, this changes everything. So please, you know, let me tell you about how I feel. How about that? I'll tell you about how I feel.
Okay.
I feel disrespected.
Sometimes I put on the pajamas and fly around.
So you do know about the superhero thing. You do know.
I know.
The cat pajamas. Catboy, you know all about it. All right. Yep. Another strike on Detective Panetta. He is a liar. Okay. I feel disrespected. I feel insecure in my workplace. And listen, I know.
Crashed into a plane the other day when I was flying around.
Yeah, well, we were. You're lucky that Sully Sullenberger was flying that. He landed it perfectly. No one was hurt.
Yep.
He's 2 for 2.
Mm-hmm. It's 2012 or whatever.
I don't know. I just feel disrespected by my employees. I feel like everybody at. I feel like it's affecting the rank and file here in the precinct. And I would just appreciate it if the two of you could show a little bit more respect when you are in the precinct. You know, what does that mean? That means don't show up to the precinct with hickeys.
No.
Don't show up to the precinct with a little bit of lipstick on your collar and then...
Come on. We're going to cut down on that?
We got to cut down on that.
I thought we were supposed to be able to be real, real people here, you know, our real selves. And let me tell you something, Kamish. I might be more
receptive. Captain, it's Captain.
Captain Kamish. I would be more receptive to any of this if I wasn't rolling into work on a goddamn tricycle. Okay?
Why don't you just ask your new boyfriend to fly you in? How about that? Huh?
Well, maybe he doesn't want to be associated with you, you know? He doesn't even want to see you for 1 second by accident. So, no, I'm not going to ask him for that.
What happened there? Why did he kick you out?
I don't want to get into it. I don't want to get...
Enough for me.
We can find out later. We can find out.
Yeah, I'm sure
I'll ask him.
I'm sure he'll tell you all about it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have anything to do with the fact that I T-vote over all his favorite episodes of The Masked Pajama. Okay?
It's 2012, so T-vote's still a thing, yeah. Makes sense.
It's 2012.
I don't know why you keep saying that. We know it's 2012. All right, and
it's 2012. Sully just happened. There's T-vo.
I just...
That stuff doesn't go out of style.
All right. I'm just feeling like my message isn't landing with either of you, okay? The tricycles are staying because I need to be able to, the department needs to be able to afford the bill for the washer and dryer. This thing is running constantly, okay? It's running constantly.
How expensive is this? That you would take our cars away?
In unit? Washer, dryer? In Brooklyn? Are you kidding me?
You think that's equals like 10 squad cars? Something isn't adding up here, Kamish.
What's not adding up is...
Even if you factor in the inflation levels from 2012, it doesn't make sense.
No, it really doesn't. And why is the laundry running 24/7? What's wrong with you?
I'm spilling so much coffee.
Do you need
you don't understand. Ever since my son kicked me out, I've been nervous and I can't hold a cup of coffee straight.
Oh my goodness.
All right, I feel emasculated. I feel like I'm losing control, and I feel this hot burning sensation on my chest. Oh no, it's more coffee! Oh no! Oh, I spilled it! Oh, my poor chest! Ow! Owie, ow, ow! Oh god. Alright, that's another shirt. I gotta take this one off.
Right over the book on your head.
Over the book. I'm gonna speak.
So impressive.
I think you need help, Mesh. I don't think you're suited for this role. It's stressing you out. I don't think you can handle it.
I think it's time maybe you go see a therapist or something. Definitely. And in the meantime, we're going to go home and we're going to fuck your son.
That's right.
Wow.
Was that what you wanted to happen, Elliot?
Yeah, more or less. I was gonna try and make it that your informants were crime fighting children. But that went in a fine direction, you know.
You introduced coffee, so I thought for sure you wanted it to spill some way or the other.
That is also why I introduced coffee into this scene. That was a good scene. I had fun with that. How do you feel about that, Ellie?
That was fun.
Yeah, that was good.
All right. Ellie, thank you so much for stopping by to prop us. This was a lot of fun. Is there anything that you'd like to plug here at the end of the show?
Well, you can follow me on the Twitter and Instagram at Ellie Kremendahl. And yeah, that's it. I don't have much to plug right now. I've just been doing a lot of writing, so nowhere to go see me do anything except for social media at the moment.
Yeah, everyone, go ahead, go follow Ellie on social media. Anything that Ellie is doing, you will find online through social media feeds. So follow Ellie. You can, of course, follow me on Twitter at Elliot with one T. You can follow Anthony at Tony_Ferrara7. And you can stay up to date with the pod by following us on Instagram and Twitter at Pasta Party Pod. Thanks so much for listening, and remember to stay al dente. Got anything, Anthony?
I forgot. Sorry.
Go get that eggplant parm. All right,
yeah,
that's good.
Go get an eggplant parm.